When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. You heard the man. Doug is out today. If social media is any indication, I believe the Doug Gottlieb crew is taking a team bonding day. Ramos, Dan Beyer, Doug, all on the golf course today. So I, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in today. I believe that we are efforting Rich. Do we know Rich so far? Rich is based in San Diego. Rich will be with us momentarily. Rich is a former New England Patriot, so he is going to have a lot of stuff to talk about today as we obviously enter week 2 of the preseason, now just 3 preseason games with the extra NFL regular season game. And I think this is just kind of a fun time to reflect on everything going on in the world of the NFL right now, right? This time of year, we don't need somebody to say something crazy. We don't need Jimbo Fisher to go after Nick Saban or somebody to... This is just that time of year where you start to look and see all of the different things going on across the NFL and across sports, college football. We're just at a busy, busy, busy time. So while I wait for Rich, share a few thoughts from week 1 of the NFL preseason. First of all, I'll say this. I think we have our answer at quarterback in Pittsburgh. I think it might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be week 1. I do think Kenny Pickett's the guy now. And I know everyone wants to overreact and say, oh, how can you say that after 1 preseason game? Well, first of all, never, I mean, he's a first-round pick. Let's not undersell that, right? Is that there are times where we give jobs to first-round picks, whether they're really deserving or not. I think we're doing that in San Francisco right now with Trey Lance. I haven't seen one single thing from Trey Lance that makes me believe that he is the best quarterback for this San Francisco 49ers team at this moment in time, yet he's getting that job regardless. Zach Wilson started week one last year. Trevor Lawrence obviously started week one last year in Jacksonville. And so the idea that Kenny Pickett could or should be the starting quarterback going into the season, I don't think it's that inconceivable. And I don't think it's certainly inconceivable that he'll be starting by the middle to the end of the year. One, he obviously looked phenomenal. 13 of 15 passing in that first game. That's an 86.7% completion percentage for those of you driving around that don't have a calculator in front of you. Two touchdowns, zero interceptions. But what it goes to me is a couple things. One, again, we don't always give the job to the best guy. We give the job sometimes to the young guy with the higher upside, and I believe Kenny Pickett is exactly that. And so when I look at the situation in Pittsburgh, like I said, I don't know if it'll be week one. I don't know if it'll be preseason week three, but I think Kenny Pickett's the guy. And I think part of it, too, is not just because Kenny Pickett looked good, but I think we know who Mitch Trubisky is at this point, right? And one thing, you know, I host on Saturdays with Jason Martin, Saturdays 10 p.m. Eastern. But one thing I've stressed on my show over the last couple weeks, I feel like there's been kind of some Mitch Trubisky revisionist history in the NFL over the last couple years. No, last couple months. No, I mean, he goes to Pittsburgh, and all I hear is, well, you know, I mean, he might not be one of the best starters, but if you need him for a week or two or three or five, you know, he's more than adequate. Is he really more than adequate? I mean, I've watched this guy. 64% completion percentage. 64 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. That's as a starter for 4 years before he was ultimately benched in Chicago and then moved to Buffalo. And so I feel like there has been this revisionist history with Mitch Trubisky that he is anything more than a mediocre starting quarterback. He was the number two overall pick. He was given every opportunity that he could have in Chicago. It did not work out. Even with Matt Nagy, offensive head coach, even in a division where you have two guaranteed wins with the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings have been up and down. Obviously, you have the Packers. Don't tell me that Mitch Trubisky is a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. And so because of it, I think that's one thing that we learned this weekend in the NFL preseason is that Kenny Pickett should and will be the starting quarterback before long in Pittsburgh. The second thing we learned, and I don't think you can undersell this, Dallas Cowboys, we can dance around it, we can pretend, we can play nice. Mike McCarthy ain't the guy. And there's only one number that I need to know to tell you that Mike McCarthy is not the guy. 17 penalties in week one of the preseason. And I understand that there is a situation where you have young guys in, guys that aren't going to play. It's the backups, it's starters playing with backups, and it's not normal. I get all that. I'm not here to argue that. What I am here to say, though, is while you can't take very much out of the preseason, at some point something becomes a trend. And the trend is the Cowboys are undisciplined and unfocused under Mike McCarthy. Now, the guy, luckily in his case, and I don't mean to make light of a serious situation, that guy got lucky in year one for the Dallas Cowboys because Dak Prescott got hurt. Never wish ill will upon anybody, and good for Dak for coming back, winning the division last year. But I think he would have gotten exposed. Remember, he was 3-2 with Dak Prescott as his starting quarterback early in that season, and the defense couldn't stop anybody. Now, to his credit, he brought in Dan Quinn last year. But you look at the Dallas Cowboys situation. You look at the fact that last year, they were the most penalized team in the NFL. And then in week one of the preseason, you have 17 penalties. I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable. And I know that Jerry Jones playing nice and he's our guy and all the, and you know, he said all the right things in the offseason. At what point does this go beyond a trend and this is who the Cowboys are? By the way, worth noting, remember the last time we saw the Cowboys? What happened with the Cowboys the last time that we saw them? Oh, I don't know. 14 penalties in a loss to the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys can't get up to the line of scrimmage in time. Dallas Cowboys are a mess. I think we have Richard Orenberger Rich, I'm already worked up because of Mike McCarthy, man. You're a former NFL player. How do you have 17 penalties coming out of the preseason? I don't get it.
It's brutal. It's brutal. And you got it right when you talk about, you know, Mike McCarthy and the expectations being a Dallas Cowboys head coach. And, you know, this isn't, hey, year one, we're still filling out this roster, we're still trying to figure things out. No, no, no. He had the excuse year one when he had Dak Prescott get injured. You don't get an excuse past that, right?
Thank you.
Last year was a real mess. And that point about being the most penalized team in football, somebody has to have that distinction. But the amount that they were penalized for unforced errors, you know, the ideas of, look, holding, pass interference, those are judgment calls. You know, every ref could call those penalties on virtually every single play. But we're talking about offsides, neutral zone infractions. We're talking about things that can really be curtailed with discipline. And the unfortunate reality for Dallas football fans and for Cowboys players in that locker room, for whatever reason, that's not being preached well enough, because it's not only a problem in the regular season last year, it's now leached over into the first performance of the preseason. I will say this, I never get too far over my skis when I see a preseason game. I try to put that through the lens of, hey, everybody's working on stuff, everybody's tinkering, everybody's experimenting. But those are the things that you can batten down the hatches on if you pay attention to it during training camp. And for whatever reason, they didn't. And as a result, it's a carryover effect from last year into this year, and it is a problem. We'll see if they can fix that problem this offseason.
Well, and my whole thing is that there are certain things that, like you said, I think 99% of what you see in the preseason, you can't take anything from it, right? You know, Skylar Thompson for the Dolphins went like 17 of 18 passing or something like that the other night. Like, I don't think he's beating out Tua for the starting quarterback job.
No.
But when there's something that has been a trend, when there is something that is totally correctable. By the way, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but Mike McCarthy said something like, yeah, we're not worried about the penalties tonight because we're working on establishing our culture. It's year three.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that supposed to be established like in the first 6 months? So that's my problem. And, you know, again, I know, you know, we got to be careful calling for a guy's job first thing, you know, half of a preseason game. But this is year three, and my whole thing, and I said this on my show back when the Cowboys had their situation with the 49ers, you know, the thing with the Cowboys I don't think people respect enough is their window to win big, it's right now.
Yeah.
Trevon Diggs is on a rookie contract. Micah Parsons is on a rookie contract. CeeDee Lamb is on a rookie contract. And so that's the part that like, you know, in some ways I give Jerry credit, because you and I are about the same age. When we were young, Jerry was the guy with the hot temper, and he'd get rid of you. He got rid of a Super Bowl champion winning coach in Jimmy Johnson. But, like, this is the time for the Cowboys, and to have another year where it looks like nothing changed, I just think it's bad news.
Yeah, it does. It's a bad opening salvo to a preseason. It puts the wrong foot forward in terms of what you're trying to accomplish from a cultural standpoint. And I agree with you, like, the die should be somewhat cast now. I understand every preseason it's a whole new group. You know, the 2021 Cowboys are going to be very different from the 2022 Cowboys, as are all the other 31 teams in the NFL. But the reality is, the results over the first two seasons as head coach of this team have been underwhelming. Are they heading in the right direction? You can make that argument.
What would be the argument? Serious question. What would be the argument that as an organization they're heading in the right direction?
Well, they made a playoffs berth, you know, and it was that's the only thing. I mean, results, this is a bottom line business. And so results are results. If you make it to the playoffs, you can make the argument that it's progress. Now, is it the progress that everybody's expecting in Dallas? And I'm talking about the fan base, the ownership included. Absolutely not. The expectation is to compete for championships, whether it be NFC or Super Bowl championships. And so he's got to get there. I honestly think, to your point about the contracts they have around that team, and don't forget Dak's contract is maturing well. Now all of a sudden you have several quarterbacks who are of his ilk or slightly better being paid much more money than Dak, and the salary cap has gone up. So Dak max contract is maturing well. It looked like an insane deal at the time, $40 million a year. But now look around. Aaron's getting over 50. You got Mahomes obviously getting 45. Deshaun Watson's getting 46. Kyler Murray's getting 46 and change. You know, so you look at these contracts and you say, the Dallas Cowboys right now are getting closer to having as very close to a bargain at the talent level of their quarterback as they possibly can have at this point in his career. They got to strike while the iron's hot. They did well in the draft a couple of years in a row now. Now you have to start seeing the results, and it all comes down to the culture you build and the play sequencing on offense and this defense finally stepping up the way they did last season. Much better year, much more progress defensively. We'll see if it carries over to 2022.
Well, I'll tell you some good news. David Hellman was at Cowboys camp earlier today, and he's going to join us next to discuss the Dallas Cowboys. Should mention, by the way, check out the latest lines from the world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21 plus or over. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Coming up, we continue the conversation. David Hellman, live from Cowboys camp. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. Fox Sports Radio.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug is out today. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, let's switch gears. Well, not switch gears. We're actually just talking the Dallas Cowboys, and now we want to bring in Dave Hellman, who covers the Cowboys here at Fox Sports. Dave, I believe you were at Cowboys camp today. Was today the last day in Oxnard, David?
It was, yeah. They're hopping a train down to Irvine to practice against the Chargers, I guess Costa Mesa technically, but yeah, they're going down to Orange County.
Okay, so David, let me ask you this. So Rich, who's co-hosting with me, played in the league. I certainly did not. I'm just the typical radio guy that's completely overreacting to 17 penalties on Saturday. Is that as big of a deal in training camp and as somebody who's around the team 365 coming off of last year as I'm making it out to be?
I know it's never like a good radio take to say both, but I think it can be both, honestly. I mean, hey, I did the math on this. The average for the league for week one of the preseason was 6.5. So the Cowboys almost tripled that. So you can make all the excuses you want and say, oh, it was all backups and it's the first game of the preseason. Well, that applies to most of the NFL, and they had a much easier time playing clean football than Dallas did. But at the same time, it is backups and it is the first game of the preseason. So I'd be a little more concerned if it was Tyron Smith and Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons getting flagged. But even still, it's clearly an avoidable issue since the rest of the league didn't have nearly as big of a problem with it. And when you think about the issues they had with penalties last year, it's totally fair to say, hey, Mike McCarthy, what are y'all working on, man? Like, what are y'all doing? Because it doesn't look a whole lot better than it did last year. I think both can be a little bit true.
Are there any feelings of, we didn't do enough this offseason to make this team better, or does the franchise, the players, the coaches believe that there's enough in this room?
Oh, I mean, it's Spin City for the Dallas Cowboys right now. I mean, the organization feels very confident. Like, I mean, Dak Prescott has said a few times this offseason, including at camp, that he doesn't feel like they're taking a step back and it's on them to step up. The front office, Jerry and Stephen Jones and Will McClay, they'll tell you that they feel good about the receivers they have in camp. They feel good about their offensive line depth. Me personally, I'll believe it when I see it. Because other than CeeDee Lamb and eventually Michael Gallup when he gets healthy again, you don't have any wide receivers that have done a whole lot in the NFL. Your depth along the offensive line looks perilously thin. It's just hard to believe anybody that says that this team is even as good on paper as they were last year.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug is out. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in. Dave Hellman joining us from Cowboys camp. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at @DavidHellman_. David, let's kind of continue the conversation. Again, from the outside, I think there's obviously people that question Mike McCarthy. Jerry has been fully supportive publicly. Is that because he really believes Mike McCarthy is the guy to take this team back to Super Bowls, get them competing for Lombardi trophies? Is that a public front? Where do you feel Jerry? How do you feel Jerry truly feels about Mike McCarthy, the coach?
The irony is, I mean, that's how Jerry led camp this year. The first day of camp before they had taken a snap, he kind of made it a point to say, I'm tired of y'all picking on my coach and saying that he's on the hot seat and saying that his job is in danger. The interesting thing was that Jerry Jones created that narrative himself. That happened in the offseason when he was noncommittal about Mike's future. He personally brought up the idea that Dan Quinn and maybe even Sean Payton would be happy to be the coach of the Cowboys. And, you know, he comes out later and says, well, I was just trying to keep the league away from Dan Quinn. I didn't want anybody sniffing around my defensive coordinator. That's all well and good, but there are consequences to saying that type of stuff in public. Namely, people like us are going to talk about it. Jerry gave him a big vote of confidence at the start of camp, but all of that stuff is still true. And for that matter, Dan Quinn and Mike McCarthy, you know, I truly believe that they have a really good relationship. I truly believe Dan Quinn when he says he's here to help Mike succeed. But we know how this business works, too. I mean, let this team fall under 500 at the halfway point of the season. Let them have a losing streak or something like that. And that narrative's only going to get louder. And Dan Quinn's in the building. He's got just as good of a resume as Mike McCarthy does, or very close to it anyway. I don't think that's going away unless this team wins and wins big. So, you know, it's that thing where it all sounds well and good in July and August when everybody's optimistic, but when the reality of the season sets in, we'll see who's right.
David, you've spent parts of three seasons now covering Mike McCarthy's Cowboys. What are his strengths as a head coach? Because all we hear about are his weaknesses. Clock management, the culture, obviously the mistakes, unforced errors and penalties and things of that nature. What does he do well?
You know, it's a great question, and it's something you try to get a finger on. And I honestly, I say it all the time, like, I can't give you a great idea of what Mike does for the team during the 3 hours that they're playing a game. I mean, he doesn't run or call the offense. Obviously, Dan Quinn is all over the defense, and the clock management stuff speaks for itself. I would say he strikes me as a guy that's really good Monday to Saturday. The players really love him. I think a big part of that is because he looks out for their well-being. You know, he's not going to overwork them, push them too hard, get them injured. He keeps a very close eye on, like, whether a guy's doing enough that's going to, like, run him into the ground or get him hurt. Now, I can hear the flip side of that argument already, which is like, well, how good is the culture if players aren't being pushed that hard? But on a team with this many guys in their prime, I think he's good at trusting them and putting them in line to succeed. And then the other thing is, I will give him the credit of saying – he truly seems to be unbothered by the spotlight that's on him. I think he's the type of guy that has no problem being the human shield, for lack of a better word, of like, you know, let me take the criticism, let me take the scrutiny, let me be the guy that everybody's questioning their job and take pressure off of you a little bit. If that bothers him behind the scenes, he does a really good job of not showing it, because I have been impressed by how he kind of seems like he lets that stuff, you know, run off his back. And, I mean, in a place like Dallas, I think that's a lot easier said than done.
Last one for me, David. David Hellman joining us, Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug Gottlieb. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Is there any sense that like, now is the moment, and that, you know, you have Dak very much in his prime, but you also have Trevon Diggs on a rookie contract, Micah Parsons on a rookie contract, CeeDee Lamb on a rookie contract. Does that play into, obviously, we know how talented they are, reigning division champ, but does any of that kind of, all those talented players on rookie contract, play into a role of, like, it does feel like this is the moment for the Cowboys, especially with the NFC in general a little bit down?
See, I think that's what makes this season so interesting for the Cowboys is, everything you just said is true. Like, you know, they've got the quarterback under contract. They've got a lot of guys in their prime. They've got this young wave of stars, CD, Micah, Trevon Diggs. But at the same time, it doesn't really feel like they kept pace. You just look around. I mean, obviously, the Rams brought back, like, everybody except Von Miller from this, like, juggernaut team. the Buccaneers added Julio Jones to what was already a really strong team. I don't know if the Packers got a lot better, but as long as they have Aaron Rodgers, they're in the conversation. It just doesn't feel like the Cowboys did as much to load up, I guess. Like they, it's almost like blackjack where it's like, all right, you're going to like sit on, you're going to sit there at like 15 or 16. I guess that's okay, but we'll see what happens. And then on the flip side, it's year three for McCarthy. Again, all of that stuff about the job scrutiny is there. And so it's weird because I sit there and I'm like, this doesn't look like a roster that's ready to win a Super Bowl, but this feels like a team that's acting like it is. And so I can't wait to see what happens when the rubber meets the road. I think they're going to make a lot of people look stupid, or they're going to be able to serve everybody a healthy plate of crow. So it'll be fun to see who's right.
Hell hath no fury like a lover scorned. I don't know why, but that comes to mind when I think about Amari Cooper and Jerry Jones. It's been a war of words over the offseason, you know, both talking to their own beat writers and broadcasters who cover the offseason for the Browns and the Cowboys both. But it's been weird, right? Amari talks about how he wasn't used appropriately when he was with Dallas. And Jerry talks about moving on from, you know, top talent and making decisions that are best for the current team. And it all seems like vague barbs against one another. Why is this going on? What's happened in this relationship, and why did it not work out with Amari in Dallas?
I think that kind of ties into what I was saying about not getting better, because it's weird to sit here and think, like, there was nothing stopping Amari Cooper from being on this team. Like, the Cowboys could have handled his salary. They're third in the league in salary cap space. And the funny thing is, all of a sudden, yeah, like Amari was one of the two or three highest paid receivers in the league at this time last year. Now he's like 12th. So now his contract doesn't even look like this big unwieldy thing. And then you think about the fact that they knew Michael Gallup was going to miss some time. They knew he was recovering from an ACL tear, and they traded Amari anyway. And so, like, you piece all that together, you talk to some people, and you just come away with the conclusion, like, yeah, they didn't want Amari Cooper on this team. I think some of that is personality clash. Again, yeah, Amari, he talked about it this offseason. He talked about it last season during the home stretch about not being featured the right way, not being targeted the right way. And then, I mean, Jerry Jones has made no secret about the fact that it really bothered him that Amari didn't get vaccinated. And I understand it, because Amari missed two games with COVID and the Cowboys lost both of those games. So, I mean, that had a huge impact on last season. But to hear Jerry come out at the beginning of training camp and basically say those, I mean, he didn't mention Amari by name, but Amari Cooper, Randy Gregory, he basically said, you know, those guys aren't here because we didn't want them here. And so, it's going to be interesting to see, like, are you right that you didn't need Amari Cooper and these young receivers can step up and help CeeDee Lamb? Or are you going to look silly when this passing game takes a step back and everybody remembers that there was nothing stopping you from keeping Amari? It's a really interesting dynamic.
David Hellman covers the Dallas Cowboys, was in Oxnard the last couple weeks for Fox Sports. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, @DavidHellman. David, really appreciate the time. Safe travels to Irvine, and we'll be following you and the team. Thank you very much.
Anytime, fellas. Thanks.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Fox Sports Radio, as Fenley told you, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. And in all seriousness, it's kind of an interesting day in the world of golf, Rich, because the Live Golf. Listen, I'll just say this flat out. I think it's one of the more fascinating things that has happened in the world of sports over the last couple years. We all know the situation. Saudi-backed golf league. Many of the biggest name players in golf have left the PGA Tour for Live Golf. Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, etc. Well, today, apparently, there is a meeting amongst the best players basically remaining on the PGA Tour, headlined by an appearance from Tiger Woods, in which they're basically trying to figure out what to do about LIV Golf. And in the words of PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, essentially bring everybody to get together to basically say, how do we, how do we make the PGA Tour the best that it can possibly be? I have a lot of thoughts. I just think this LIV Tour thing is so fascinating. I know that the guys that are still on the PGA Tour very much have been outspoken against it, but we continue to see defections to this PGA, to this LIV Golf Tour. I find the whole thing fascinating. Now Tiger Woods amongst a group that is trying to figure out what the next iteration of the PGA Tour looks like.
Yeah, you know, look, first and foremost, Phil Mickelson obviously took most of the backlash headlining the group that was going to head to the LIV Tour. And since then, I think the outrage has really simmered.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's kind of screeched to a halt. And I think a lot of people are rationalizing the fact that LIV Golf is going nowhere. As a matter of fact, it's only growing as they are able to lure more and more top talent, not just in golf, but also in the ancillary roles around golf. Sir Nick Faldo, you know, and there are going to be other names that are going to follow him in the broadcast world. And it's just going to be very interesting to see the progression of things, you know, how LIV Golf either continues to surge or eventually plateaus, and then how they compete with the PGA Tour, which is specifically what Tiger is rallying support from the top players on the PGA Tour for, you know, this idea of meeting up before the BMW to discuss these things. Look, I mean, it's important to Tiger's legacy for the PGA Tour to continue in its strength and its prowess as the top tour in the world. Let's face it. I mean, this guy has made himself a billionaire golfing on that tour. There really wasn't ever a competitive tour to speak of, and I mean that competed with the PGA Tour. The European Tour always tried, now the DP World Tour, but never could. The PGA Tour has been where it's at for close to a century now. And so I get it. It's a little self-serving, sure, but he's going to and has in some ways transitioned into more of an ambassador role for this league that has created a lane for him to be one of the most popular athletes on the planet. At times the most popular athlete on the planet. So I totally understand his thought process there. Now, just in terms of being a pragmatist here, and Aaron, I don't know where you're at with it. Like if you're a golfer who is at the bottom of the barrel, okay, I'm not talking about the bottom of the barrel, like not competing, but like you're barely making tournaments, right? You know, somebody drops off, you get a spot, or maybe you're battling it out in opens to catch on. You're going to Q school all the time. Like you're like the 150th player in the world. And you have the opportunity to play on the PGA Tour where you're literally paying your own way. You're paying for a caddy. You're going from tournament to tournament. It's a traveling road show. You're doing all your own upkeep because you don't have great endorsement prospects yet. Or you're offered an opportunity to go over to the LIV Tour and where you have a shorter season. And at very least, you're going to be paid $120,000 for participating in a single event. All of a sudden, you just understand why this is such an alluring proposition, not only to the top golfers in the world, but even to the bottom golfers in the world. The guys who are amateurs are still trying to cut their teeth in the golf world, or, you know, blossoming pros who may end up one day being in the top of the world golf rankings, but they're fighting their way up the board right now. You know, just from a pragmatic standpoint, just looking at the dollars and cents, it makes sense.
I'll tell you this, Rich. I don't disagree with anything that you just said. And as a matter of fact, I actually have some thoughts on LIV Golf. And also, the one thing that I do think the PGA Tour can do to keep more of their best players from defecting. Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. This is, of course, the Doug Gottlieb Show. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Coming up, we continue the conversation on LIV Golf, the one thing the PGA Tour can do to keep its best players on the PGA Tour. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger, and for Doug, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox. Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, this is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug is out today. Believe they got a little Doug Gottlieb Show golf outing. See Ramos and Dan Beyer on the links. Doug, of course, will be back later this week. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger filling in for Doug. So prior to the break, we were talking a little bit about this this LIV Tour story today where players on the PGA are meeting up to kind of figure out what is the next step, how do we combat this, and of course it's headed by Tiger Woods. I thought Rich brought up a really interesting point before the break. I mean, his legacy is kind of tied to the PGA Tour being a thing. Also, by the way, Rich, I'll say this, is that I'm not like Mr. Pick Apart Everything Everybody Says, but like I really don't kind of want to hear Tiger Woods' opinion on LIV Golf because, you know, he's in a position financially where he doesn't have to make that decision. And I think it comes back to what you said before the break, which is that, yeah, Phil Mickelson took a bunch of bullets for everybody else. But since then, I think most people understand that the money is so life-changing that it's hard to say no to. And so with this meeting going on, I was thinking one thing, and one thing that really has struck me, and it struck me when I first started kind of like just looking into LIV Golf in general, which is that basically because the PGA does not run the Masters, that is, you know, the Augusta National Council of whatever, the USGA runs the US Open, something, you know, none of the majors are affected by this LIV Golf versus PGA Tour thing. To me, that's the answer right there. I don't know how you get everybody on the same page, but I think that's the only way to stop this LIV Golf tide. I think there are certain players that would still absolutely take the money, and I wouldn't judge any of them for doing it. But I think if you preclude guys from playing in the tournaments that everybody cares about, because golfers, their legacies are defined by what they do at Augusta, what they do at the US Open, what they do at the British Open, which I still call it the British Open, even though everyone else calls it the Open Championship. That, to me, is the answer. I don't think anybody cares about the Memorial. I don't think anybody cares about the Travelers Championship in my home state of Connecticut. People care, but golfers are defined by the majors. I don't know how the PGA, if they can exclude them, how they go ahead and exclude them. But that, to me, seems to be the answer. And really, I think, frankly, the only way to stop all these star players from going to LIV.
Well, yeah, you got to affect their legacy somehow, right? Because you're not offering more money. LIV Golf has that market cornered. So how do you get them to back off abandoning the PGA Tour for LIV? Well, you affect their ability to play in those majors. And how do you do that? Like you said, because they're independent from the PGA Tour, is maybe you talk to the remaining top players on the PGA Tour and you say, hey, look, you know, let's support each other here, and let's all decide that if any of these majors are going to welcome in LIV Tour golfers, we're out. We're gonna band together, and we're going to say, well, listen, it's either them or us. So you either get me, Tiger Woods, you get all of my compatriots here on the PGA Tour, or you go with Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and Kevin Na and Phil Mickelson and Patrick Reed and all those other guys, right? You know, so it's your choice. You know, PGA Championship, it's your choice. The Masters, it's your choice. Open Championship, like what is it going to be? Us or them? And so that, to me, that's the only power that the PGA Tour really has in all of this. Because outside of independent decisions made by corporate sponsors pulling out of potentially sponsoring these major tour events because of LIV golfers being affiliated with them, well, what shot do they really have of affecting the legacy of these golfers who've turned their back on the PGA? The only other thing you can do is allow them to play in both. And there have been lawsuits now launched to have that be the case. And I don't know if that's going to be the end to this conversation, but the conversation will continue because there has been no resolution.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. First of all, I agree. And I'll just say in general, this is just going to be a fascinating story to watch going forward because the money is not going to stop. And when the money is that big, it's hard for other guys to say no. Coming up, speaking of say no, Fernando Tatis, what are you doing, man? Fernando, his dad had a lot to say. We'll explain next. Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.